Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. This is Paul Adams, and I'm here with Mark Schatz, and we're glad to be studying from the Word of God today. We're going to be beginning in James chapter 3, and we're going to pick up with verse 6. Last time we included verse 6 in our study, but we wanted to elaborate on that just a little bit. Mark, would you like to read for us in James 3, verses 6 through 8?
Sure will, Paul. Verse 6 says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison."
Thanks, Mark. As we look at this, we want to talk a little bit more about how the tongue is a fire. When we think about a fire, it's one of those things that we fear in life. We have smoke detectors in our house to make sure that if there's a fire, that we become aware of that and that we can avoid the harm, the devastation that can wreak, and the hurt. Fire is something that can burn. It can hurt. And words are something that can burn. They can hurt other people. They can even hurt ourselves. And so we have to be very careful. Mark, fire is not something that we generally turn our back on easily, is it?
Now, as you see from, as we're going to discuss about the tongue, it can be used for good and bad. Here we're going to talk about the bad part of it, the aspect of it. But fire is the same way. We fear fire. You mentioned the smoke detectors. A raging forest fire. You'll see those on the news sometimes where people will flee their homes because a forest fire is coming. That's out of control fire. But yet, in the wintertime, and even this morning, I took a hot shower. And that hot shower was provided by fire. But that was fire that was controlled. It was made safe, it was made useful, it was harnessed and controlled by something so it didn't get out of control. And as we see, as we go through chapter 3, we're going to see that the tongue can be beneficial when it's under God's control. But here in chapter 3, verse 6, he's talking about an out-of-control tongue and the damage that it can do.
Yeah, he says there that it defiles the whole body. And I think you used some good illustrations there, Mark, to show the productive and the destructive nature of fire and of the tongue as well. But it says that it can defile the whole body. We can allow our words to become so out of control that we're just entirely defiled. And it says it sets on fire the course of nature. I believe, as we read there, he's talking about our entire lives can be turned upside down when we have out of control words raging like a fire in our lives. Mark, did you have any thoughts about where the origin of this destructive work that words can do, the destructive work of the tongue, where that comes from?
Well, at the end of verse 6, he says that it is set on fire by hell. It's almost as though hell supplies the out-of-control fire that burns things, that destroys lives, that destroys relationships, and that tears down other people. You think about people who are, maybe they're just liars. And they tell so many lies in their life that they don't have friends, or they hurt people's feelings, or they cause damage in their lives and the lives of others. That would be one type of the fire. Or maybe they say hurtful things, or they say cutting things, or they just degrade other people with their tongue. That's that fire. And the source of the fires is, it's kind of an interesting example or illustration the way he puts it, that the tongue is set on fire by hell. It's almost like that's the source of the fire, and then it's spread out into life to do its damage.
It's kind of the pilot light that ignites
pilot
everything
light's
else.
Great, yes.
Yeah, and we talked about that as we were beginning, preparing for this study, about what a powerful statement here it is, that the destructive work that words can do has its origin in hell. And you did a good job talking about that. As we look at verse 8 there, it tells us about how dangerous the tongue is. I have a little dog as a pet that is tame, and we like him. And I know that you have a cat that's, I'm assuming, pretty tame. But as you think about that, he says, no man can tame the tongue. And what is the nature of that, that we can't tame it?
Well, he talked about in verse 7 that every kind of beast and bird or reptile, creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. He's making the point here that there's a lot of things that man can tame. You can see cows in the field are tame, and we've tamed horses. We take great big horses, and like he talked about in the first part of chapter 3, we put bits in their mouths, and we can control them. I thought for some reason of the elephants that you see, that there's this small man walking by this great big elephant, and he's just directing it to move logs and things, and that elephant's been tamed. So there's lots of things that we have experienced that we have tamed, and you could turn your back on them. They're kind of harmless. But then in verse 8, he says, no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. The tongue is something that can never actually be tamed and made completely safe. You have to keep an eye on it. You have to control it. You have to watch over it. You have to make sure you think about the things you say and the effects they'll have. And he goes on and he talks about why you can't tame the tongue there in verse 8, Paul. How come you can't tame the tongue?
Well, he says there it's an unruly evil. And I like the illustrations that you use there, because we are looking at the productive and the destructive work of the tongue. A horse can accomplish a great work that a man by himself can't do when it is harnessed energy, just like the fire. But it could also trample a man to death. And our words can be like that. I think about this untaming of the tongue. And the idea there is that you might keep your words under control for a day. And maybe for a week or a month or a year. And maybe someone is just so holy that it's been for a long time. They've lived their lives so well that they have kept those words under control. They can never let their guard down. They always have to make sure that is under control. And that's the idea of the tongue that can't be tamed. It can be controlled. It can be under God's control. And we see examples in Scripture of where that's very powerful. We look at that unruly evil. I thought of that when I was reading through that, about like a desperate criminal. We heard about in the news recently some criminals that escaped from prison and they were on the run, and that they could possibly do anything because they didn't want to go back to jail. Well, the tongue's an unruly evil. You think that's a pretty dangerous picture that's being given for us there in Scripture, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting that he doesn't say it's an evil. He talks about the unruly nature of it. It's bounding around, it's bouncing around, it's looking for damage or trouble to cause. You don't know what it's going to do. It's not predictable. It's unruly in that way. And not only is it unruly and evil, but he talks about, to emphasize that even, that it's something that's full of deadly poison. We talked about the idea of you wouldn't have a pet rattlesnake that you would let crawl around your house free. You may have a rattlesnake, but you're going to keep it in a cage. And when you do get it out of the cage, you're going to be very careful about how you handle it, because it's not like another little garter snake or a boa or something. It's full of deadly poison, and you want to be sure that it's controlled at all time and it doesn't cause any damage.
And we have to be the kind of people that are not injecting poison into conversations. We are not injecting hateful words, lies, harmful words, gossip. We're not ripping people apart and poisoning their reputations, poisoning their lives with our words. But we have to be so very careful, because it can do great harm. We really appreciate you listening today, and hopefully you've got the picture that's given to us here in James, that the tongue is so very dangerous, and so be careful with your words. But the tongue can do great things. It can confess Christ before men in preparation for one being baptized into Christ. We'd love to talk with you more about those things, and if you have any questions, send us an email at truth@ellettsvillechurchofchrist.com. We'll be happy to address those questions. Thanks for joining us today. Join us again next time for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.